Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
But it got me to thinking, Danny, about what one player in sports you'd most want to watch play. Period. But if you haven't seen them play, maybe that's a fun question, too. Someone that you haven't seen. Like, I'll give you mine that I haven't seen. When Wemby was here last year, I wanted to go to that game so bad. Couldn't. I don't remember what I was doing, but something popped up. I will hopefully make amends this time around. But Victor Wembanyama, just how he moves on television, watching some of the clips of him. Like, did you see him and Draymond Green getting into it the other night?
Yeah.
Draymond, who looked like my son, playing against me in my basement, just like putting his chin basically on his belly button. You know, Wembanyama just looks like he's a different.
He's different.
Thing than Draymond Green is. Like, they don't look like they should be playing the same sport, that they're both coming from the same place. It's crazy to me how he moves and how he's able to do this. He's an all-time specimen in terms of size and athleticism. So I think he's probably, oddly enough, right now number one on my list of guys I've never seen play live that I would want to. But there are these certain people, I think we talked about this on the show a couple of years ago, with like the amazing superstar type athletes that you've seen. I remember we did this event at some golf event in Maryland that Tiger Woods was hosting. I'm not a golf guy. You're not a golf guy.
Right.
But when we were done, I walked down to the tee box and watched Tiger tee off. And I was probably 15, 18 feet from him, something like that. Unimpeded, nobody in front of me. And watching him hit, I cannot describe it other than to say, this was like after the peak of his powers, no longer the best on the planet, Tiger Woods. And yet, it felt as if I was watching like Babe Ruth in the batter's box.
Yeah.
It felt like when I'm at Nats Park and I see everyone stand up with their cameras when Shohei comes up to bat or something, like that type of aura where you're like, this is so different. This is, there's a juice right now to everybody watching this, knowing this is one of the GOATs. So I've seen LeBron play live. I'm sure I would still get some of those moments, some of those feelings. He came back finally and played 11 points, 12 boards in his first game back. But Wemby's the guy on my list that I've never seen that I would want to.
That's a really good one. I haven't seen him yet either, and I would like to do so. Because I've seen pretty much everybody else, basketball-wise, where I would go, I need to see what that looks like.
Have you seen Steph live?
Yes.
I don't think I have.
And it's a blast. Because what you get it on TV some, but what you don't think about is who runs more than that guy? Do you know what I mean? When he brings the ball up, gets it to somebody, and he's running through a maze, basically. It literally looks like, I'm not trying to be mean about it, but looks like a trained lab rat going through all the different tunnels and different things and hitting stuff and ducking around different corners and making himself small just to get free, just to get a micro millimeter of space to get that shot off. And he's going through and it's going in. It's awesome to watch.
I don't think there are guys in football that stack up with the basketball superstars and icons. Because of the individuality of the sport, in a way. Even quarterbacks. So the best right now is Patrick Mahomes.
So that he was on my list. I just want to see it live, what it looks like. Watching him shuffle around and effortlessly dodge stuff and throw from weird angles and do all those things where you just go, what are you supposed to do? And we saw that.
Yeah, in person at Arrowhead. Mm-hmm. That was cool to be there and see it. I've seen him a couple times. Josh Allen, I've seen. Lamar Jackson's incredible. Yep. I've seen him a bunch. But I just don't think in football, one of 53, one of 11, it's the same.
It's different now because I think the ubiquitous nature of how high level these athletes are, and they're still athletes among athletes. I mean, there's still Lamar Jackson, who's who you reference, is different than everybody else. Like, the fastest guy on the field is also the quarterback. But there were guys when I was a kid where Bo Jackson, for example, was the most must-see thing you could possibly imagine. He was faster than all the defensive backs and the wide receivers, and he was bigger than everybody but the linemen. And so, would you like to be trucked or would you like to be run past? What about both on the same play? The buzz in the building when he would get the football was, oh my God. I never got to see him live. As a football player, as a baseball player, I did.
Two other guys I jotted down. I think baseball relates better to basketball in this way. If you're into the sport and if you care about star power,
mm-hmm.
Shohei is on this list.
Shohei's the list, yeah.
Shohei doing both, though. Just seeing Shohei hit, and I went to a Dodgers game last season. I think maybe Ryan or Toby, maybe one of you guys or both of you were with me. At Nats Park. And Shohei had three exit velocities over 110 and had like two at 114, 116. And we were sitting above the visitors' dugout. We're all not, I mean, we could have sat anywhere in the ballpark and be surrounded by Dodgers fans. But we were in a very Dodgers heavy section. And I just remember every time he came to the plate, everybody stood up. But he was not pitching that night. I think for him to be on this short list with like Wemby, I want to go on a night, and we've done this when he was pitching for the Angels at Camden, where he's pitching and he's hitting. I think that's top of the list. And then the one other guy, and I've never seen him start a game, but I have seen him pitch innings, is Paul Skeens, who through 2 years has some of the best numbers of all time, sits 97, 98, touches 100 miles an hour, coming off the Cy Young in the National League, superstar in college at LSU. So that's kind of my short list. I don't have any football players on it because, again, you know, receivers are just dependent.
Yep.
So six times out of 64 snaps, they're going to catch a ball and run a little bit. Like, it just doesn't compare.
And the days of, like, the running back being the superstar, kind of, even the great ones. It's like, are you excited to see Jonathan Taylor? That's a good player, but so what?
I've seen Saquon go ham in Landover.
Yeah.
And it's cool. I mean, other than the fact that he's beating up on
Washington. Doing it against us, yeah.
But I've seen it, I don't know, every time he's ever played there because he rips off a 75-yard touchdown run. Fine. Like, he's one of the best players in the league. Sure, OPOY type guy. I've seen Justin Jefferson have big games. It's just, it's different, I think, in the individualized sports for me.
Totally is. So here's my outside-the-box thought on it, because I think you covered the list of kind of who's now and who's who that you would focus on, right? Wemby's the oddity.
I don't think I have any. Do you have any other hockey players other than a McDavid? And
no.
I've seen him a few times now, but he's always a, oh, is he in town? Let's go.
No.
Steph and LeBron, is that part of it too, by the way? Sorry, cut you off.
No, that's it. No, you're fine.
Really quickly, is it a lifetime achievement thing? Because, like, Anthony Edwards is one of my favorite players to watch in basketball. Would I be excited to go watch him? Of course. It's, you know, a great player in his prime, whatever. But it's not anywhere the same. Like, I think with LeBron, there's this, I'm watching this guy, and I don't know how many more times there's going to be.
Totally.
So that's
how,
that
that's how I
it?
Felt Jordan at the end. It's how I felt the last couple victory tours for Kobe and some of the other guys where you go, I want to make sure I get to see it one time before this will be taken away from us, you know? I think that's a big part of it. And Steph revolutionized basketball. I mean, LeBron, there hasn't been a guy that's 6'8", 6'9", it's that big, that strong, and that physical, and that dominant for decades, which is what he is. So he's unique in that sense. But kids now, I can't get a kid that I'm coaching to try to hit a layup. They're not interested in layups. Layups where your points are, not for them. They want logo threes. They want to step back and travel and hit shots coming off screens. Like, all they want to do, and it's because of Steph Curry. Like, the game is different because of that guy. So, yeah, you should want to see it. My answers on this, things that I've never had the chance to do that I'd like to do. Now, the actual event itself is boring, to be honest with you. I don't find swimming very exciting. But I want to watch Katie Ledecky. I would go to an event where Katie Ledecky is beating the world's best swimmers by laps, where she's beating the brakes off. The second best person looks like me trying to swim against her. One of the most dominant athletes in her field that has ever walked on this planet, and she's still doing it. Like, I think of the joy and the excitement that I've been brought by watching the Olympics every 4 years, only a couple of these events ever. Like, I think the loudest I've yelled in the last 20 years was when Michael Phelps and that 4x100 relay team came back against France. Like, that, what an electric thing that you didn't know. I'm like, I'm watching freestyle swimming, you know, the thing we all learned how to do so we could pass the test to go in the deep end at the pool. Doesn't seem like that much fun, and it's kind of a sport that I don't care about. But in that moment, that Olympic type thing,
yes,
I'm very into that. I'm into the sprints, into USA superstars trying to win gold.
As a complete aside, did you guys know that the swimming for the Summer Olympics in LA coming up in 28 is going to be at SoFi Stadium? Nerdy, but I just can't. I can't wait.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For like seeing how they build that. And you know there's going to be some sped up shot where they're like building a swimming pool in there. I cannot wait for
the time lapse bit. Yeah,
I just think that that's awesome. It's going to be so cool.
I just want more Rowdy Gaines.
They did the Olympic trials at Lucas Oil.
In the stadium?
Yes.
So, I mean, and I get that somebody who does this or is around swimming more often would think it's the least interesting thing in the world. But just the idea of the undertaking.
There's no pool, and then they're just going to build a pool?
There's just an Olympic pool. We're all just walking around on a deck, and they're, okay, I guess.
And you have to build that cool-down pool that they do. You have to build those weird showers where they keep the shower cap on and still shower.
The diving's going to be there, all the stuff.
Yeah.
So there's just it's just going to be basically no longer a football stadium and just all pools everywhere for a couple of weeks.
And then along those same lines as Katie Ledecky, even though he's not as highly ranked right now this minute, and there are a bunch of guys that have superseded him, but gold medal winner Noah Lyles running the 100. Like, that dude's a lot to deal with, but he's electric. And the buzz in a place before that 100 meter, like, it's this eerie electricity quiet, and then everybody goes nuts, and the whole thing's over in 10 seconds. Years of your life boils down to running the perfect 9.7-second thing, and the slightest misstep, and that's it.
So if I'm at the Olympics, I would want to watch that. I would say, oh, okay, today's the sprinting over at the LA Coliseum.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get over there at 4 o'clock for Noah Lyles. But I'm not flying there to watch a 10-second thing.
Understood.
And it's great on television. Like, yeah. What time is it? I'll tune in.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm talking about my list with Wemby and McDavid and Skeens and Shohei, it's just not making my cut. And I think it's honestly because it's 10 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, it's, even if it was three or four laps, it's not the same as seven innings and 114 pitches.
Yeah, even Ledecky's race is, it's a distance race, but it's like 16 minutes.
Feels
and it's
different.
Over. Yeah. It's different than sitting down for 3 hours and being mesmerized. Totally right, fair.
I wonder if we missed anybody or you guys have somebody else. So first, we can open up the phones, 800-636-1067. Connor McDavid's at Capital One Arena tonight. Best hockey player on the planet taking on the Capitals. I bet you Ovi's on a lot of people's lists. Like, if they're doing this topic somewhere else in the country. Not that he's the best player to ever live, but he's certainly the best goal scorer. He's at the end of his career. I'll bet you there's a lot of people that are diehard hockey fans in hockey markets that either went to make sure they saw Ovi at some point or would like to before it's all said and done. Probably the only guy in town we have that would be
currently
that caliber on people's lists. Toby, who are we missing here?
Well, Pat Mahomes is my number one, and I'm jealous you guys got to see him at Arrowhead. But the guy that I want to see is Luka because he plays the game differently than everybody else in the league. It's just so slow for someone his size. He plays at his own pace. He seemingly knocks down the hardest looking shots all the time. Luka's at the top of my list for basketball players.
Luka's high on my list. And it's funny that mine is like dominated by NBA players, which I go to the least of anything. What does that say?
Well, because it's the individual. Because those guys are going to play both offense and defense for almost 40 minutes a night. That's the difference.
Jokic. Never seen Jokic. Joker, you talked about uniqueness, by the way. You talked about how, like, Luka does something other guys don't do. I think you could actually just have, like, a Joker cam, or just you're sitting up in the 400s at COA, and you're just watching him the whole time, like, leaning on people about to fall over. Is he about to keel over? Is he going to die? Is he going to score 50? He's the weirdest, fatigued, best player that's ever lived. It's just a strange experience watching him.
So I got to see him before, like, remember the year that you did the bit where you were like, I bet on him to be the MVP. Now, this is you were 2 years early. That now he wins it like every other year, basically. But, and you were on it, by the way. It's the Grant Paulson scouting cave.
Hashtag early, not wrong.
Yep. I'm telling you, I can't wait for your, I come out of the cave to make my analysis, pre-draft stuff where I get myself talked into things. There are a few prospects I'm going to hand you. I want you to do your studying. But I saw him before he was the MVP when he was just regular great. And I went, this is different than everything else. This is 1980s throwback. If Kevin McHale had range and a jump shot and was 50 pounds heavier.
It's old man game.
It's different, and it's awesome.
Old man game with range, though.
Yeah.
Because he'll knock down a triple in your face.
Right in your eye.
Ryan, who's your guy?
My guy right now is Paul Skeens. I love Paul Skeens. And obviously, I mean, he's got the girlfriend as well, who's also someone I think is part of that ticket in there. But also, just Paul Skeens itself, the splinker, man. The splinker. 100-mile-per-hour fastballs, blowing people right by. Like, he is the best pitcher in baseball right now. And I think he's going to be one of the greats when it's all said and done. I think he's kind of one of those, like, when he is in town, Nationals Park should sell out because everybody should want to go see what that guy can do.
Who's Skeens dating?
Who is it?
That's a good bit.
I honestly have no idea. Who's his girlfriend? You said he had a girlfriend?
She's a famous athlete. Libby Dunn. LSU gymnast.
Oh, I know Livy Dunn. She's a fantastic gymnast.
She's awesome.
She's dating Skeens?
Dating Skeens?
No kidding.
Huh.
Had no idea.
Is she still at LSU?
No.
What's she do now?
She's a gymnast.
She like does gymnastics now?
No, she is like a, you know, Instagram celebrity. I think.
A gymnast.
Right. Darius. Who's your guy?
Great bit. At top of my list would be Steph Curry, because I've never seen him play. I know you guys already mentioned him, but that would be the number one on my list. As far as someone you guys haven't mentioned, it would be in the baseball realm. And I think it would be the next best showman when it comes to pitching on the mound, and I think that's Tarek Skubal of the Detroit Tigers.
I
think
silly.
He's right behind Skeens in terms of having that kind of dominating presence on the mound, that swagger to him, the electricity that he fills the ballpark with. I think Tarek Skubal is definitely at the top of the list.
If you could get Skubal on all of his starts are good, but like on a virtuoso night where he's like 7 2/3, 14 punchies, 2 hits, what's better than that? Seriously.
Yeah, you're home in time for dinner.
I mean, it's so good. I have one that nobody mentioned that's sneaky silly, I think. And this is way off script for me. I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus or bother anybody here. Because I'm just not into the WNBA very much. I just don't watch it. Caitlin Clark. I did not go when she was in D.C. I wanted to. I would love to see Caitlin Clark play. For the same reason as Steph. You're stepping across the timeline. Mm-hmm. You're hoisting from half court. You're just shooting crazy threes. Also, we're going to talk later about Shedeur Sanders, but there's this polarization to her where everything she does in the crowd is going to get a reaction. Every shot, I just think that's must-see television in a sense. And is she the best on the planet right now at what she does? Yes, I would say so. Is there a better player in the WNBA? Somebody knows the league better could tell you. She doesn't win the MVP, so I'd imagine so. I know she wasn't healthy. But there's not a better shooter. Like, Steph's not the best player in the NBA. I've got him second on my list right now. Because he's got this skill.
The one skill that changed the sport.
Nobody else has. Like, she's changing the sport.
So you and I are not tennis guys by any stretch of the imagination. But there are some of the aging tennis superstars that are almost done. Like Djokovic, Federer. I'm blanking on the left-handed player's name who's super good, who's great on clay.
Rafael Nadal.
Yeah, Nadal, thank you. I have no interest. I don't care. Like, if they play tennis in my front yard, I might be like, why are they here in my front yard? But for people that do love it, like, they would probably make your list, right? Just in terms of that. And also for soccer. Some of the international soccer players, like, I think our boss paid, I think I got the number right, $2 million for tickets for when Messi came to town and then didn't play.
All of the money.
Yeah.
Like, take a couple months. What do they say about an engagement?
Three months salary.
Right. So do that.
He got engaged to that game.
But for the, he got engaged to a game, and when he got down on a knee, it didn't show up.
Yeah.
It said, no, we will not be marrying you.
Not today.
I would have been so mad about that.
Yeah, I'd have been pretty Richard.
There's nothing you can do.
Yeah. What do you, I mean, it's part of it. You get it. The rest day or whatever, because they had bigger fish to fry than beating up on little old DC United.
I feel, well, he was actually hurt. I think.
Oh, was he?
If you're him, you don't get to take a day off at a, you know, when you're playing a friendly.
I thought it was a rest piece. I could be wrong.
Maybe.
Well, I mean, what do I know? Like I'm following it. But there's a couple guys that, like, my son would do spin kicks if we got to see Kylian Mbappe. If he got to see Messi or Ronaldo, he would lose it.
Connor McDavid in town tonight. If you are a hockey head, get on over to Cap One Arena and enjoy yourself.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.